This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was No Time for Dreaming by Charles Bradley. It is 5:41, just coming up to 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Danya Nair of the news team for today's Keep in View. This is an interesting one. A record number of students have applied to study medicine in the UK. The country is actually seeing a 20% increase in this. And because of that, the University of Exeter is offering students cash to defer their degree for a year. Danya? What's the story?
Yeah, so the Exeter University says that there's been a significant increase in the number of candidates for medicine who have made the university their first choice. But because the UK government has a cap on the number of people studying medicine, you know, they had to find a way to manage this. So, you know, the way they decided to look at it was to offer incentives that would get students to delay their courses until 2022. So among the things they are offering is a guarantee of their placements, provided, of course, that they meet the required grades, as well as a £10,000 or around 59,000 ringgit that they can use to, quote unquote, spend preparing themselves. And besides that, they would also provide free accommodation for a year, and that's worth up to £7,600 or 44,000 ringgit. And beyond all the financial incentives, the college is also giving them the options to study a postgraduate program before they start their medical studies in 2022.
And these incentives are, I think, especially important because when we talk about preventing students from dropping out after everything they've been through with COVID, I do, however, also remember the UK government has a cap that limits placements for 7,500 students only, and then they lifted it last year.
That's true, but that was really down to exams being cancelled, so teachers had to personally grade their students instead. So that kind of led to this sort of grade inflation situation where, you know, students were getting higher grades, so they received more offers by universities, so they had to accommodate the students and lift the cap in that way. But this is unlikely to happen again simply because of funding issues and the economic slowdown, because the government subsidizes the cost of studying for certain healthcare courses, and that is usually a five-year program and is estimated to cost around £185,000 per student, so that's about 1 million ringgit essentially. So for the long run anyway, it doesn't seem like the cap is going to be lifted again without additional funding. In general, though, I think it does reignite this debate on whether governments should subsidize the cost for higher education. In Malaysia, it's been a long sort of discussion on whether higher education should be provided for free out of taxpayers' money. So maybe, you know, this could be something we look at in the future since we've seen so many issues with PTPTN and loan repayments in general. But, you know, just going back to the centres in the UK, you know, the £10,000 and free accommodation to defer your studies, you know, that sounds like a good thing to me. Like, I would take that deal. It's also more than the loan you would typically get from PTPTN to study at a private institution, which you would have to pay back later anyway.
And I mean, more importantly, that £10,000 is also a sort of a promise to hold that place that you eventually will get to study. That's not a bad deal. But this question of public education, public higher education being free, I think is something that keeps getting brought up here in Malaysia. We'd love to hear what you think. Should public higher education here in Malaysia, university essentially, be offered for free? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.